This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, the nation's capital. They were protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major flash of post-election violence. Images on television, as well as videos that were shared by federal police officers with Reuters News, showed burned out and a bus that had been set on fire, as well as the sound of explosions and what appeared to be rubber bullets being fired. Demonstrators who support Peru's ousted president, Pedro Castillo, clashed with riot police on Monday in Lima as they demanded new presidential elections and the closure of the Congress following Castillo's removal from office. Local authorities and Apurimac said that a 16-year-old girl had died from a gunshot wound and two more 18-year-olds had died in Andahuaylas province. Another death had been reported earlier on Monday in Arequipa, and two teenagers were killed on Sunday. President Dina Boluarte said that she has offered lawmakers a plan to bring elections forward by 2 years on Monday to 2024. In their latest assessment, the U.S.-based Institute for the Study of War assesses that Russian forces are continuing to shape and consolidate their force composition in eastern Ukraine to bolster defenses along ongoing Ukrainian counteroffensives near the Kharkiv, Luhansk Oblast, and Donetsk Oblasts. That comes as the leaders from the G7 nations reaffirm their unwavering support of Ukraine and pledge solidarity. This is VOA News. Six people were killed, including two police officers, at a remote property in the Australian Queensland state, according to authorities on Tuesday, after police visited the place to investigate reports of a missing person. Katerina Carroll described the scene as unimaginable.
Despite police efforts, the matter was unable to be resolved peacefully, and all three offenders were fatally shot by specialist officers. An ethical standards investigation is underway into the police response with oversight from the CCC. In total, six people have lost their lives.
Three people, including a woman, were shot dead after specialist officers and air support responded to a siege situation at the property. A hotel catering to foreign visitors in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul were attacked on Monday, and three of the assailants were killed. Kabul's emergency hospital, which is run by an Italian nonprofit, reported receiving 21 individuals as casualties, 18 being injured and 3 dead on arrival. On its Telegram channel, the Islamic State claimed on Monday responsibility for the attack. The U.S. State Department is strongly criticizing Iran for executing a second prisoner, a man that was convicted over crimes committed during protests challenging the country's theocracy. Ned Price, the State Department spokesperson, condemned Tehran's use of violence against innocent civilians.
The regime has rounded up and detained thousands of people for their involvement in these protests. Many of them now face harsh sentences, including the death penalty and sham trials that lack any due process. We denounce this draconian treatment in the strongest terms.
Iran also on Monday sanctioned the heads of Britain's domestic spy agency and military, along with British and German political figures, hitting back a year before it imposes new sanctions of its own. The Indian Army says soldiers from India and China clashed last week along a disputed border in India's eastern Arunachal Pradesh state, resulting in minor injuries on both sides. A statement from the Indian Army says that troops from both sides immediately disengaged after the clash on Friday. There's been no immediate comment from the Chinese side. In June of 2020, a clash in the Karakoram Mountains in the Galwan Valley set off tensions between India and China after soldiers fought with stones, fists, and clubs. At least 20 Indian and 4 Chinese soldiers died during that, and each side then fortified the line of control. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.